Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kick off your future with the law firm of Gundori & Murad, the official Grant & Danny Show sponsor. They'll help protect your assets, update your will, and trust. Schedule a free estate planning strategy with one of their Fairfax-based attorneys. Visit kmlawyers.com and mention the show to get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. Speaking of the show, we are out and about today, hanging out at Tap Sports Bar MGM National Harbor for round one of the NCAA tournament. Friday number one, day two. The action has been entertaining. We've already had an overtime game, Northwestern, as you just heard in Byron's update, getting a big win. UAB and San Diego State right now just getting the second half started in game two of the day. UAB down six as a 12 seed trying to pull off a 12-5 upset. But let's get to the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app. Visit BetQL.com. Our buddy Eric Flack of Channel 9, an award-winning reporter over at WUSA-TV, joins us now. So, Eric, whenever anything big breaks on the stadium or arena deals, we like to get a hold of you. And I would say today qualifies as the Attorney General in D.C. came out and said the Wizards and the Capitals can't go anywhere for another 25 years. Is this gospel? Is this real? What is going on?
Well, it depends on who you ask, Grant, about two things you said. One, is this a big deal? And two, is this gospel or not? And obviously the two sides are, you know, Monumental side and the city side. Look, the mayor had hinted in February that they had a legal strategy to prevent Ted Leonsis from executing this provision in this 2007 agreement, which gave him $50 million in D.C.-backed bonds to renovate the arena, to get out of that extension in 2027. They had a legal strategy to stop him from doing that. But she wouldn't, at the time, she would not say what that strategy was. But she kept saying, but we have. Today is the first time we are learning what the legal strategy is the city is going to use to try and prevent Ted Leonsis from exercising this clause in this agreement, which basically says if we are able to repay the $50 million we basically borrowed to pay off these bonds to redo the arena, we can get out in 2027. And it's got to be, we talked about this before, it's got to be in 2027 because it these clauses, it would kick in another 10 years past that, another 20 years past that if they didn't get out in 2027. The strategy, it appears, is acknowledging that there is a clause somewhere that says he can do this, but saying that it's unenforceable. Basically, I'm reading from the letter here. Notwithstanding plain language and clear intent of the 2007 legislation, provisions in subsequent agreements executed in December 2007 purport to allow Monumental to revoke the lease extensions at any time by paying the district the money needed to satisfy the outstanding bond. The next line is the key. Because those provisions illegally exceeded what the 2007 legislation authorized, they are unenforceable. So basically, the D.C. Attorney General, my understanding, is saying that somebody in city government back then negotiated some sort of a like provision to this agreement, which did in fact say this, that you can do this. But they didn't have the right to do that, and so you can't actually act upon it. And that's where we are right now.
So, all right, Eric, a number of things. If, like, the way I read this, the letter, right, that's now been reported on and released, it, in addition to those provisions and things that you reference, it then goes into the regular arguments against the team moving, right? Like, to me, if this was a non-starter, then that's all you'd have to say. You'd say that first, and then you say nothing else at any point in time, right? And you'd say, take your $500 million
offer. How are we finding out about this today?
And shove it. Like, we don't have to do squat for you. You can never leave. It's like the scene in A Bronx Tale when Sonny closes the door. Says, now you just can't leave. If that's the case, and again, I don't know anything, but if that's the case, then why is any other discussion about anything at any time necessary? Talk to me.
Danny, I actually agree with you. When I was reading this letter, we don't get to the part that I said until the bottom of page two of a three-part letter. The first part is, hey, this has been really good. He makes the AG, like, starts laying out an argument why Virginia's not a good idea. Like, have you thought about the traffic head? It was, like, very bizarre in that. And I guess on some level that to try and keep it all cool while at the same time doing the Bronx Tale thing where you can't do this. That's the only explanation I have for that part. Because, again, he says, let's have a meeting. Let's get together. He's also talking about renegotiating to keep them there to 2047, but at the same time saying they can't leave. So why would you want to renegotiate to keep them there until 2047 when, on the other hand, you're saying they can't leave even if you don't renegotiate? But he also says that. Come back to the table. Let's figure it out. We still got your $500 million. You know, we can work it out. So I agree that was a weird balance he was trying to strike with this letter.
Eric Flack of WSA TV9. So, Eric, it sounds to me like if you were a judge, having heard both sides, so to speak, you're ruling in favor of Monumental.
Monumental said at the time that the mayor said this, and when you kind of reach out to them today, they just kind of direct you back to that, what they said when they met with us back in February. We would not have gotten this far down the road if we didn't have good lawyers who told us we could do this, and we're pretty comfortable we have good lawyers. That in a nutshell is what they're saying. Look, we're not so dumb that we didn't get a little bit of legal counsel on this. We did, and we feel pretty good about it. So, you know, let's move on. The one thing I did hear, though, and this is just kind of with some people who are close to the situation but have no dog in the fight, is that Monumental would probably win in court on this issue, but the D.C. Attorney General and D.C. have enough there that it wouldn't immediately get thrown out of court, and they could completely gum up this process if they choose to with this legal tech. So it's almost like they could delay it as a way to try and kill it, even though they ultimately, as I tend to agree in what I'm hearing is what you said, they wouldn't ultimately win on this. But it certainly can make life very, very difficult if they pursue this.
Eric Flack with us from Channel 9. So then pivoting to the latest on what's going on with Virginia blocking Ted Leonsis' shot by way of Senator Lucas. What has happened since we last spoke to you? Is that now completely dead? Because a lot of time has passed, and I felt like we were in a time crunch.
So that part is dead, but the fight is not dead. And here's what I mean by that. When I last talked to you guys, the budget had basically been agreed upon in the legislature without the Arena Stadium Authority, hence not the arena money. Governor Youngkin, governor of Virginia, held that press conference at that time that basically said, you're making a huge mistake. One woman is blocking this, Senator Louise Lucas from Portsmouth. But I'm not talking about the tools I have at my disposal to send it back. And those tools are calling a special session where everybody gets all back in there to debate this one thing, or sending the budget back with an amendment that includes the arena. To win on that, he's going to need to win a majority of the House and a majority of the delegates. So I don't know, it's like 41 in the House, in the delegates. The Senate, and then there's the House of Delegates. We'd have to win on the street vote. For the first time, he has now indicated in comments, for this to pass, we need those, 21 votes in the Senate and 51 votes in the House, or whatever the number. We just need to win votes in the legislature. We don't need this one woman's vote. To me, that says he has now gone to trying to get enough support just from lawmakers where he can win on a straight vote in the House and the Senate. The problem, as I mentioned before, is that both of those are controlled by Democrats. Democrats are supported by labor. It's a big part of their base. And right now, labor is opposing the arena. But if he can convince enough Democrats to side with Republicans where he has the numbers to get this through the legislature on a straight vote, he can, in fact, get around Lucas. And he has not officially said that he plans to do that. But again, for the first time, he has used language that said, we can get around Senator Lucas.
Then I wonder what meme she'll do then. Eric Flack is with us here on Grant
and
WSA9. Oh, I can't believe
Locke,
it.
Locke, she's got a few in the drafts right now.
I'm sure. I can't wait to see the memes when we're talking about people's livelihoods and stuff. Any hoodles? Eric, okay. So in terms of D.C., I'm a weirdo. There are certain things that I just kind of can't get past. Here's one. If you start going down the road of, like, lawsuit this, acrimony that, enforcement this, that's not the means of a good partnership. We've seen that with Snyder and Company, where everybody's in a lawsuit against each other all the damn time, and it's a wonder that the whole band broke up, and nobody that owns the team 2 years ago owns the team now. Is like a salvage possible there if we start going down that road for them to ultimately stay in D.C. and make beautiful music?
I don't know. I've actually talked to people in the city, and I've asked them specifically, are you guys still talking to Monumental? And they say, yes, we are still having ongoing discussions with Monumental. So it's not as though they've just broken off conversations altogether. And again, one person I talked to who is close to this situation and is in the camp of kind of minimizing how big a deal this letter is told me, this is just legal attorneys' letters going back and forth. And it's really not as significant as people make it out to be. Now, I'm not sure that that's true, but that's the way they're trying to think. So if you, in fact, take it that this is just the way lawyers go back and forth, and no one knows who leaked this letter, and the attorney general's office told me, we certainly didn't leak the letter, but it was a letter between a couple of attorneys, maybe this is just how the sausage gets made, and people don't attach emotion to these things like many of us do or would if we were in that situation. So maybe you really can send this letter and say, hey, we really love you. Hey, you should keep talking. Hey, let's work this out. But, oh, by the way, if we don't, we're going to sue. Maybe that's just part of the process. And the mayor continues. I mean, she's not pulling that $500 million off the table. That budget's coming out next week, and I think all indications are the budget for Washington, D.C., and I think all indications are that $500 million is going to be in that budget, even as they cut other stuff. So they're very committed to making this work, and I'm just not sure that this letter really was supposed to go public or was in their best interest to the public, to be honest.
Eric, thank you. Great information. As always, we appreciate you.
Enjoy the tournament, boys.
Yeah, we are thoroughly enjoying it today out here at MGM National Harbor's Tap Sports Bar, where they've got delicious food and beverages, great drink options for you if you're watching the tourney.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.